Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, a great day for looking ahead to the political decision that the American people are going to make in November of this year. Labor Day weekend. Labor Day is usually the official beginning or semi-official beginning of the political season. And one of the biggest questions that will be decided by American voters coming up in just a couple of weeks is the fate of the U.S. Senate. It is evenly divided right now. It's 50-50. So any individual Senate race in any state, whether it's in New Hampshire or Ohio or Pennsylvania or Arizona or Nevada, wherever it is, that Senate race is crucial. And A.B. Stoddard has some crucial questions to ask of overconfident Democrats. Right now, Democrats are fairly confident that they will win 2, 3, 4 Senate seats and take control of the U.S. Senate. But A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics asks, have Democrats forgotten the 2020 Senate elections? A.B. Stoddard is an associate editor, columnist at Real Clear Politics. She's covered the U.S. Congress ever since 1994 for States News Service, the Hill newspaper, and a Senate producer for ABC News. Okay, A.B., you reminded me about what was so noteworthy about the 2020 Senate elections. What happened to all of the Democrats' big dreams of taking over the Senate back in 2020?
Well, it was really a dramatic story because we were looking at between 8, 10, 12 seats in play. The Senate Democrats were raising, the committees were raising hundreds of millions of dollars, and Republicans were terrified. Joe Biden was way ahead in the polls, about 3.5 percentage points off of what he ultimately ended up winning, at least in some polls more than that. The Senate polling was off by 6 points. And so you had Democrats confident that they were on offense, not only to knock off Susan Collins in blue Maine, to pick up Arizona, and to try to hold on, to pick up Colorado, but they were, literally targeting Republicans in very, very red states, an open seat in Kansas, in Montana, in Kentucky, in South Carolina, in Iowa, where in some places the polling looked tight. And so you have these stories of excessive funds being raised in two cases, in Kentucky and South Carolina, humiliating defeats, trying to knock off Lindsey Graham, who won by 10 points, and
Mitch McConnell.
And Mitch McConnell, who I believe run by 28. Those two Democrats combined spent more than $200 million. And so it's a reminder in this moment where, yes, things have definitely shifted away from Republicans' favor and the energies with Democrats right now. But because we're not going to likely see a red wave, it doesn't mean we're going to see a blue one. And so I kind of look at the raised expectations and the fact that they might have learned to pool their money in places where they're trying to play offense, and to realize that in a purple wave, they could lose incumbents like in Colorado and Georgia and other places.
Okay, this is very, very important because one of the stories that was featured today in the news is how much the Democrats are outraising Republicans, as partially because of this confidence. I know the number between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance in Ohio, where Ohio is an increasingly Republican state, and J.D. Vance is, I guess, still considered sort of the favorite. But Tim Ryan's outraised him about 10 to 1. It's not even vaguely close. Same is true in Georgia, where Herschel Walker is just being swamped by money for Warnock, for Raphael Warnock, the incumbent. What does this tell us about the defining importance of money in campaigns, where in the past, as you were writing about in your piece, which is very important, Democrats enormously outraised Republicans and then lost big?
Well, around election time, I always warn people that polls are not votes, but dollars are not either. Dollars used to really matter. You remember this. I think until that cycle, it was indicative of your ability to compete. TV ads were very important. Things have really changed, as we know. And so, you know, who is watching TV ads? Who's on the internet? Who's answering polls? And, you know, do you have to do retail campaigning in diners if you're famous like Donald Trump and you can skip all of it? J.D. Vance is an incredibly lazy candidate. There's a piece out today on CNN about how they can't find him. Most days his schedule is not released. And the truth is he was backed by Peter Thiel. So was Blake Masters, the Senate Republican candidate in Arizona, who apparently assured Mitch McConnell he would be backing him all the way. But he's pulled back after the primary. Vance is a poor spender. And Democrats truly believe in the strength of Tim Ryan's candidacy, even in red Ohio, because he's from Youngstown and because he's a moderate. So he's been polling very well and raising money like a house on fire. The Herschel Walker story is a different one. Largely any candidate backed by Donald Trump in the primary, just like with Peter Thiel, enters the general election abandoned. Donald Trump raises money for himself and his family and his state-famous operations. He does not spend it to protect his candidates. And so here you have Mitch McConnell and the people trying to keep a Senate majority or regain a Senate majority, and they're finding they're having to spend money in all these places that they didn't expect to. Back to the Democrats raising all these sweetheart amounts. These, just like with Amy McGrath in Kentucky in 2020, people get very excited and spend money from all around the country, believing that, you know, someone in a red state's going to get knocked out. Jamie Harrison, who ran against Lindsey Graham, raised $57 million in a single quarter, the largest amount ever by a candidate in U.S. Senate history. And he ended up losing by 10 points, which is technically a landslide. In the end, Lindsey Graham was terrified. He was literally begging for money on TV. The money can help. It has to get you to places. You have to advertise. You have to target your advertisers. You have to hire smart people. But it cannot save you from a bad candidacy, and it cannot help you if you're a very blue Democrat in a very red state. So someone like Val Demings in Florida running against Marco Rubio, she has a wonderful American story. She was chief of police of the Orlando Police Department. She's a House member. She's competent. She's able. She's a black woman. But Florida is a red state that's going to re-elect Governor DeSantis probably quite handily. And even if Floridians are tired of Marco Rubio, it's a huge stretch to imagine Val Demings knocking off Marco Rubio. But that will not stop liberals from all over the country spending her money.
What do you think are the chances, and which races does it depend on, for the Republicans to net one or two seats to take control of the Senate?
Well, Catherine Cortez Masto is, I believe, next to Warnock, considered the most vulnerable Democratic incumbent. Nevada is pretty much, except for its Hispanic electorate, basically a red state, and Hispanic voters are now trending away from the Democratic Party. So she's in the fight of her life against Adam Laxalt, and there's a very good chance, again, high turnout on both sides, that she could lose. And then I think that obviously Warnock is a huge target for Republicans. And then you're looking at, the possibility that in a blue wave, Colorado and New Hampshire.
And that's four seats. A.B. Stoddard, your piece is terrific, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. Her piece is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved show, there is a page of the Wall Street Journal that everyone should look at carefully. And just look at the headlines for a moment. And this goes to one of the reasons that so much of the politics on both sides of the aisle, and most of what you're hearing about in political discussion today, really misses the point. And President Biden said last night when he spoke, he began by saying that people look around the country and they think things aren't normal. Well, that's true, and that's right, and that's like this page of the Wall Street Journal. The left side of the page headline, average lifespan fell again last year to 76.1 years. We have been having a declining lifespan, and it's not just because of the pandemic. The pandemic contributes to it. It's because of opioid deaths and drug overdoses and deaths from violence, because violence has gone up dramatically in the country. The idea that we have a declining life expectancy after so many years of regular increases in life expectancy, it's shocking. And it's horrifying. Because we're talking about the most precious thing we have, which is years of life. And then, right next to this, an even bigger headline, fourth grade test scores plummet. Here is the story, and again, it's overwhelmed right now about who's ahead in the upcoming Senate race in Nevada and much more. But the Department of Education's first look at test scores trends since the pandemic began reveals the worst drop in math and reading scores in decades for students in fourth grade, a crucial indicator for educational and economic trajectory. Scores being released yesterday showed unprecedented declines on the long-term trends of tests that are part of the National Assessment for Educational Progress, known as the Nation's Report Card. The test scores reflect more than a pandemic problem, with experts saying it could take a generation for some scores to rebound. Some say current achievement levels could weigh on GDP, gross domestic product, in years to come. Scores of lower performing students are most troubling and could take decades to bounce back, said Dr. Aaron Pallas, who was professor of sociology and education at Teachers College of Columbia University. Quote, I don't think we can expect to see these 9-year-olds catch up by the time they leave high school, he said, referring to the lower performing students. This is not something that is going to disappear quickly. Average scores in reading for 2022 declined to 215 out of a possible 500, falling 5 points from 2020. Math scores fell even more, 7 points, to 234. The results mark the largest drop in reading scores since 1990. That's 32 years ago. And the first decline in math scores since the test began back in 1971. Okay, let that sink in for a moment. Now, math and reading scores for the exam are now at their lowest levels since the 1990s. Do you know how much money we have put in to trying to restore and animate and improve and upgrade American education? What sense does it make that this country, with all of our wealth and all of our talent and all of our blessings, should have a tougher time educating our children than Poland or Finland? Finland always leads the world in education scores. They have a great educational system. Maybe we could figure it out. But this is appalling. And again, the president of the United States is engaged right now with the trying to forgive loans that people took out, regardless of the educational progress that individuals made. But meanwhile, we were looking at public school education. We're looking at a whole educational system that is just falling apart. The wheels are off. The Peggy G. Carr, who's commissioner of the National Center for Educational Statistics, says COVID-19 shocked American education and stunted the academic growth of students. The center is part of the education department. The decline is particularly significant because it reflects academic proficiency levels for 9-year-olds, a developmental inflection point, and an important indicator for success in later years. Dr. Carr blamed disruptions which plagued U.S. schools during the pandemic, such as lockdowns and quarantines that resulted in long periods of remote learning, which, surprise, surprise, is no substitute for in-person learning. School shootings, violence, and classroom disruptions also are up, as are teacher and staff vacancies, absenteeism, cyberbullying, and students' use of mental health services, she said. And now, meanwhile, we're going to have disruptions of strikes, which are hitting the country in every region. I mean, honest to goodness, this should be one of the prime political issues, should it not? I mean, even more than some of the stuff that grabs people's attention. For instance, there is this. Former President Donald Trump intermingled classified and unclassified materials in boxes at his Florida residence and had multiple empty folders that bore a classification marking, according to an inventory list made public this morning that describes in more detail what FBI agents recovered when they searched Mar-a-Lago last month. A federal judge, with approval from Trump's legal team and Justice Department lawyers, ordered last night, that the inventory list be unsealed. The 11-page document provides the most detailed view yet of the government materials that Trump kept with him in Florida after he left the White House and the seemingly haphazard way he stored them. A previously released court documents had revealed that Trump had 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked top secret, which means the exposure of them could, quote, pose exceptionally grave danger to national security. The more detailed inventory provides further information of the manner in which these sensitive documents were stored, often commingled with other items in some of the 27 boxes that were seized by the FBI on August 8th. This is amazing. Box number 25, for example, contains 76 magazines and articles published in 2016 and 2017. Mixed in with those media clippings was a government document with a confidential classification marking and another with a secret classification marking, according to the inventory list. Really? And this going on, a new plan in what state, do you think, to encourage people to live car-free in return for a $1,000 payoff? Which state? Why? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Think of freeways. What state do you think of? I mean, every state now, even Hawaii has freeways. Despite the fact, it always strikes me as peculiar because Hawaii has interstate highways. It does. And you really can't take the interstate highways into another state or into really another island. They don't have bridges between the islands, but leave that for what it is. When you think of freeways, you think of California, because California has always been built up based on the auto culture. In fact, when they created the original Disneyland in the 1950s, and I remember going as a little kid when it was still relatively new, part of the thrill there was Autopia. Get it? Autos, Utopia. And little kids were able to drive on the little miniaturized freeway you had with the Autopia cars. Great. Well, now California, falling out of love with cars, has adopted a radical strategy aimed at changing their minds, the people of California and their love affair with cars, passing a first-of-its-kind bill this week to reward low-income residents who can live car-free. Amid a bonanza of measures passed to cut the state carbon emissions as fast as possible, the California legislature, which is an ultra-liberal legislature, so ultra-liberal that it makes Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, look conservative by comparison. In any event, the California legislature approved a $1,000 refundable tax credit to poorer Californians who don't own vehicles. It will head to the desk of Governor Gavin Newsom, who is expected to sign it, of course. The bill offers the tax credit to single filers who are earning up to $40,000 and joint filers, that means married couple usually, who are making up to $60,000 who live without personal cars. And because the tax credit is refundable, Golden State residents can claim the full amount even if they don't have $1,000 in tax liability. David Weisskopf, a senior policy advisor at NextGen Policy, said in a statement, "There has never been a year like this on climate. I could not be more proud of what our state has accomplished." Make a small dent in California's famous road congestion and to provide low-income households with extra funding to make use of public transportation. SB 457 will be a dramatic attempt to remedy the challenges of not owning a car in California, Mark Yuksevich, a state policy advocate, said at the nonprofit Streets for All in a statement. Look, part of the problem for this is all of the money that California has already wasted and is going to continue to waste on, honestly, the dumbest project of my lifetime. And that covers a lot of ground, but the high-speed trains. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, last Republican governor of California, who knows, he may be the last Republican governor of California in history, but he was the last, and he and Jerry Brown and the rest of the California establishment basically followed the idea of bullet trains, of high-speed rail. And I believe the cost is well over $100 billion now that they're estimating. The whole idea was madness because it had nothing to do with traffic. It wasn't going to change traffic. And the reason I say that with such confidence is what they are planning with a bullet train is when they finally get it working, which may be when my grandchildren have grandchildren. I mean, it's a very, very long time in the future. When they get it working, it's supposed to carry people from San Francisco to L.A. And it will be, even with the trains going zippity, 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 they can go 200 miles an hour. They can go, wow, wouldn't it be terrific? It's still going to take more time than getting on an airplane. And the idea that you basically are going to lure people to spend more money to use rail transit, and they have to, and you're going to increase the taxes to people to spend for all of this. And right now, what are they're running trains, or they're potentially running trains at some point in the distant future, not between L.A. and San Francisco, which was the initial goal, which are the two largest cities in the state, but it's between Merced and Bakersfield, which there just isn't that much demand for it. And now paying $1,000 per family for people to live without a car. The truth of the matter is, I think they recognize, even some of the people who are advocates of this, this is a way of helping to redistribute income. There are very few people who will say, oh, $1,000? Yeah, I'll give up my car. Yes, it costs money to run and maintain a car, particularly when the cost of gasoline is going up. And by the way, if you were running a car and you were using a car and still not accepting the $1,000 tax credit, but still driving, maybe you'd want to drive from California to Swastika Mountain. And you may say, what? Okay, Mount Swastika is located in a remote part of the Umpqua National Forest outside Eugene, Oregon. Eugene, Oregon's a nutty place anyway. But named after a local cattle ranch in the early 1900s, the mountain is not well known in the state until recently. Swastika Mountain, due to its remote location, the mountain and its name have largely gone unnoticed until now. Joyce McCain, who's 81 years old, first heard of Swastika Mountain after reading about two hikers who were rescued from the peak in January. The 81-year-old couldn't believe that a mountain could still bear that name in 2022. So she decided to do something about it. People need to come forward and take action, she said, when they see something that isn't right or needs to be changed, because one person can make a difference. And this shows how true that is. Okay, so she went to the proper authorities. She reached out to the Oregon Historical Society and its Oregon Geographic Names Board, filling out the paperwork to propose a name change. She originally had proposed a name change that they shifted from. The historians say the mountain and a nearby town were named Swastika in the early 1900s after a local ranch nearby that used the swastika symbol to brand its cattle. Long before the Nazis. This is in the early 1900s. And according to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, the symbol signified well-being in multiple ancient societies across the world until it was co-opted by Hitler. Despite its innocent origin story, the official said it's important to consider what a geographic feature is called and what that name represents. The Historical Society and its board are considering renaming it Mount Halo. Why? Named after Chief Halito of the Yonkala Kalupaya tribe. Okay, fine. Mrs. McLean, who had proposed that it be renamed Umpqua Mountain, withdrew her suggestion, believing Halo to be a better fit for the mountain. Board members will vote on the fateful name change in a December meeting after a 60-day comment period and gathering input from tribal authorities in the state. All kinds of controversies in Oregon and the rest of the country. I hope replacing Swastika Mountain won't be controversial. We will be right back with films for Labor Day weekend coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Medved Show, wishing everybody a great Labor Day weekend, beginning with a great Saturday, a great Sabbath, if that's when you celebrate the Sabbath, or whenever you do. You should have 3 days for perspective and rejuvenation. Rejuvenation means literally making you young again, and that is a hope. By the way, regarding Saturday, I just found this out, thanks to Jeremy, that movie theaters are going to be offering $3 tickets this Saturday after industry reports incredibly strong summer. That, according to CBS, this is going to be the first annual National Cinema Day. The Cinema Foundation announced the initiative comes as the industry saw an amazingly strong summer after a pandemic-induced lull. So an opportunity to see what kind of films? Well, that's from Hollywood. The biggest film being released this weekend, which is getting quite a bit of attention, is called Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul. And no, it's not a religious picture, but it's about religion. And it's a film that is a dark comedy. And it's a comedy about a couple who have established a flourishing megachurch in Atlanta. And then it's ruined by a scandal. You don't find out exactly what the scandal is until the middle of the film, so I won't tell you. But with that scandal, the two husband and wife who run this church, who built it from nothing, played by Sterling K. Brown, and who's a wonderful actor, and Regina Hall, who's even better. These are both Oscar-worthy performances, and I think the film may do well enough so it gets some attention for them. In any event, what they're trying to do is to rebuild their church, which made them very wealthy at one point. And they're doing that by participating in making a documentary film. And, of course, because these are fictional people, it is a phony documentary. And their efforts to rebuild and rejuvenate sound like this.
Pastor Lee Curtis Childs faces allegations of misconduct. His megachurch may never be the same.
Lee Curtis and I, we're going to get to the other side.
Oh, bless your heart.
I'm sure plenty of the old congregation will come right on back through good old Wanda the Greater Pastor.
All those folks out there who are going to see this, I want them to know that I did what I was supposed to do.
I just don't see how that's possible.
All things are possible with God. That's Matthew 19:26.
Yes, it is.
And of course, not all of the religious references are respectful here. But the characters, though deeply flawed, are also deeply sympathetic. And what is fascinating about it is how well these two actors play the relationship between the two of them. The hang-up for the film is the focus on the people is riveting and very successful. The plot, such as it is, about them trying to rebuild their church is frustrating. And it also cuts back and forth between what we as an all-seeing audience are supposed to see and then what they are showing you on this documentary that is the real heart and soul of the film. It is rated R. There is a fairly graphic marital sex scene and other sexual references and some harsh language. And it is 2.5 stars in my rating. It will get solid reviews because of the remarkable performances and because it's actually twin sisters who produced and wrote and directed this film. And they will be heard from in the future because this is a very skillful, well-made, and beautifully acted motion picture. Very different is a film called Samaritan, and it brings back Sylvester Stallone as a superhero. And by the way, he looks terrific for 76 years old, and he does some stunts, and he is involved in combat scenes. He plays a mysterious superhero who has disappeared, but then one of his fans, a 13-year-old boy who's insufferably obnoxious in the film, actually rediscovers him and wants to bring him back from retirement. Listen.
I found him. Samaritan.
You think you live across from a superhero?
Good. I pick up garbage for a living, pal. You mind your business, I'll mind mine.
I don't believe.
Not as strong as I once was. Things start to fall apart when you stop caring. And I stopped caring a long time ago. For some people, it's too late to change the damage they've done.
The things you buried tend to haunt you.
Okay, this is a film that is a showcase for Sylvester Stallone, who's actually good in the movie. But there's not much movie here to be good in. Because basically the Samaritan, who is this secret superhero who was dueling with his twin brother, his evil twin brother, who is named Nemesis, and they both are coming back and out of retirement. And again, there is a great deal of fascination with flame and burning buildings and crashing through burning buildings. A Samaritan is impervious to bullets for reasons that are never explained. None of it makes any sense. The supporting characters who are not Sylvester Stallone are poorly acted, and the special effects are barely adequate. 2 stars for PG-13 Samaritan. And some of the violence is more intense than you'd expect for PG-13. Wire Room is rated R. And it is noteworthy because it features Kevin Dillon, who joins Bruce Willis at an outpost for the Department of Homeland Security. This is actually the first movie I can think of where the heroes are people who are government agents for the Department of Homeland Security stationed in a wire room where they are listening to intercepts to the hidden cameras and microphones that have been placed in a headquarters or a hive for leading arms smugglers and other crooks.
Special Agent Justin Rosa, here for wire room duty. Maybe you'll get some actual activity. What could go wrong?
The target of our investigation is under attack.
Said to keep him alive.
I was wrong. You are a complete idiot.
Don't you dare move. Not till I get there.
What's it feel like?
What does what feel like?
Knowing everyone wants to kill you.
You have no idea what's coming.
Okay, you do. There are some surprises in the film, and one of the surprises is an actor named Oscar Trevena, who is actually plays an Irish smuggler and criminal mastermind who ends up. Well, there's some surprises about how he ends up. The whole idea of trying to battle criminality while you're listening in to people through wires that are placed on them. It's rated R. There are big shootouts and a fairly high body count that are mounted up. And the film, Kevin Dillon is fine. Bruce Willis, this is probably his last film because of his medical condition, which is sad and we've heard about. It is rated R, 2 stars for a film that's not terrible, but not terribly memorable. Far more memorable is a film called The Youth Governor. It is not rated, but for people who love the film, as I did, Boys State, this is about a youth program where they take over the state legislature, in this case in California, for a couple of weeks a year, and the ambitions of teenagers who want to run for youth governor. It's a very watchable documentary and probably one of the better documentaries of the year, though not quite as intimate and touching as Boys State was 2 years ago. 3 stars for The Youth Governor. Meanwhile, 32% of Americans are planning to travel over Labor Day weekend. If that's you, enjoy your trip. While you're in your car, listen to MedVed content, including our history programs and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.